Now, in terms of chromatographic theory, this is a partitioning technique. We're partitioning between the mobile phase and the stationary phase. So in this case, the mobile phase in GC is a gas, and the stationary phase is a liquid. In the case of HPLC, same theory holds. Now the mobile phase is a liquid, and the outside surface of the particles, which we're looking at in our HPLC media, they're behaving much like a liquid as well. So we've got a partition coefficient, partitioning of analyte between the two phases. The performance of the column is determined by the number of theoretical plates. Now, how plates come in is that originally when people were trying to purify liquids, they used distillation columns. In a distillation column, if you want to increase your ability to separate out two liquids, you put glass plates onto the inside of that column. So we're thinking of now a glass column, and on the inside of it we put horizontal glass plates, and we have holes in those plates. When you boil your liquid at the bottom and you're trying to collect the distillate coming off the top, the more of these plates that you have in there, the higher the ability to separate out two solvents with a very similar boiling point. So that's plates. Now, it turned out they went, well, how do we describe the ability to separate different compounds on a column? We'll use the same sort of terminology we use with distillation. So we refer to this then as the number of theoretical plates, N. And we can relate that then to our retention time and our peak width. And as you can see, there's a squared term goes into that. Now, against the number of plates, so the more plates the better, we have to balance the symmetry of the peak. You want a nice Gaussian peak shape. If you get a lousy peak shape, that will decrease the likelihood that you can resolve things well. Remember, resolving things, we're talking about putting a gap between two peaks. If you have got a broad asymmetric peak, it's much more likely that will overlap with an adjacent peak and you will not be able to resolve them correctly. Now, why we are able to separate compounds on a column relies on differences in retention time. So here we can see how that works. We have got our difference in partition coefficient between analyte 2 and analyte 1 being reflected in their modified retention times, Tr2 prime, Tr1 prime. So that's why this works. The fact that if we put DDT onto a column and DDE on a column, they're both similar compounds, but they travel at slightly different speeds because they partition slightly differently onto that stationary phase. The resolution of the column, which is our ability to discriminate between two peaks, that's expressed in terms of the difference between the two retention times and the two peak widths, as you would expect. And how much we can actually put onto the column. Ideally, you would have a really long column, because a long column gives you a large number of theoretical plates. It also allows you to resolve things very well. But if you put a large amount of material onto a long column, you overload it. So you therefore go to a larger radius column. Now when you go to a larger radius column, then your resolution falls over because your peak width changes. So it's a balancing act between having a long, thin column and having a short, fat column. The short, fat column will handle lots of material, but you'll get lousy resolution, whereas a long, thin column, you can't put much material on, but you'll separate them out very well. And the remaining balancing act in there is time. If you have got a short column, it works very quickly. If you have a 128-meter column, you're looking for an hour and a half every time you want to do a spectrum. So the ones they would use in cars, for instance, these will have a very short retention time because people are not interested in waiting for an hour to find out that they're sitting in carbon monoxide dying. Yeah. So in gas chromatography, our mobile phase can either be helium or hydrogen. Helium's more often used because it's less of an explosion hazard. The flow rate is of the order of mils per minute.